Hi, everybody.
This is Dr. Justin Feldman with Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance here with our 29th episode of Fitness with Feldman. And this week, I want to continue a little bit on from last week's episode. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, stop, go back, listen to last week's episode. And last week, we talked about training with pain and different strategies one might use to train with or around pain. And this week I want to talk about something that's on a similar idea, but the idea of how to add strength when something isn't necessarily functional. So there's a lot of, you know, functional is sort of this word that means everything and nothing at the same time in these days, but you talk about sort of having different patterns of movement and whether or not they're functional or not. And there's been this long-held belief throughout the PT and strength training world that the proper way to do something is not to add strength on top of dysfunction. So the idea always has been, well, if you have a really bad-looking squat pattern, then we're not going to make you squat. Or even, you know, we're not going to let you squat with any weight until we can clean that squat pattern up and make it look pretty and, you know, make it look the way the textbook and the videos on YouTube say that it's supposed to work. And recently there's been a lot more discussion about whether or not this is actually right. And I will say that for years I have 100% subscribed to the idea of don't add strength on top of dysfunction, but there have been times where I will bang my head against the wall with a particular patient because I just can't get something to clean up and look the way I want. And one, they might tend to get a little frustrated because some of the corrective exercises can get pretty boring after a while, but also they're not making the progress that I would expect. And so oftentimes what I do is sort of say, all right, let's give it a go. And we add a little bit of weight and bam, things clean up and things start to look better. And so I slowly over time started to kind of realize, all right, well, obviously, like everything else, this is not an all or none game. There is definitely a time where it's okay to add some resistance on top of a non-functional pattern. And oftentimes you see this, the squat is a really easy example. You make somebody do an air squat with no weight, no load, and then you hand them a 25 or a 50 pound kettlebell and put them into a goblet squat position, and this cleans up. And in that case, what we're really doing is the weight is helping them. And the weight is sort of cueing them to engage the right muscles, to be more balanced, and it's helping them make that pattern look better. And that is a time where, you know, there's never been a debate. That's a good time to add some resistance. But what I'm talking about is I'm going to make that person now squat a much higher load. Maybe we're going to do a barbell front squat or a double kettlebell heavier front squat. And we're going to actually make that squat pattern stronger. So we're not going to just use the weight to make the pattern easier. We're going to use the weight to make the pattern stronger. And that can often really, really help. One, not only does it keep people more engaged and excited for their training, but it also helps clean up that pattern, and it's a tool to get them to that more functional pattern. So yes, you are adding strength on top of some dysfunction, but in reality, you're adding that strength as a tool to get them to that function. Oftentimes you used to hear this too, especially with deadlifting. Oh, don't let anybody deadlift who can't bend down and touch their toes. And that sort of was this long-held belief as being a prerequisite to deadlifting. And a lot of times in reality, if people have really weak hamstrings, they can greatly benefit from a little bit of deadlifting as a way of strengthening their hamstrings. And sometimes after, you know, a nice little deadlift sequence and maybe a couple weeks of deadlift heavy programming, they all of a sudden get the ability to bend down and touch their toes. And so that's a time where, yeah, we do want to add strength on top of that dysfunction, and we want to try and use that strength to get into a more functional pattern. So we always talk about it on here, and we've said with other things, it's never all or none. So obviously this stands true to go the other direction, you do not want to add strength on top of all dysfunction. You know, there are certain things that you do not want to strengthen somebody through, especially if you start adding some load to them and things start getting and looking worse. And so this holds true for your own training. A lot of times people might think, oh, I'm not really good at squatting. I'm going to stick to air squats. I'm not going to use any weight. Or I'm not very good at deadlifting, and so I'm not going to use any weight. I'm just going to do this, you know, maybe with a piece of PVC or something. And sometimes you need that stimulus of the load to really get you into a better position and make that position one where you can then learn to adapt to it. So as you get out there and get back into the gym and do different things, don't be afraid to give yourself a little bit of resistance. Try getting stronger in positions that you don't feel comfortable and see if maybe you can have some success making those positions more comfortable as you go. So that is all we have for this week. This is a nice quick episode, and we will be back next week. And in the coming future, John and I are sitting down to record a couple episodes, so hopefully we will get away from just me talking and keep from everyone getting really sick of listening to me. But in the meantime, please keep heading over to the website. Leave us some suggestions what you'd like us to talk about when we get together. And also keep going over on iTunes, and you can subscribe over there. You could leave us a review. Helps other people find it. And you can do the same thing over on Google. And so that's all for this week. Have a great week, and we will see you back here next week for our 30th episode.